All right, so this portion I'm about to read is for those individuals seeking to lose weight. And this is most importantly a very important mindset that I had to also remind myself. This is the secret and your body. Let's look at using the creative process for those who feel they are overweight and who want to lose weight. The first thing to know is that if you focus on losing weight, you will attract back having to lose more weight. So get having to lose weight out of your mind. It's the very reason why diets don't work. Because you are focused on losing weight, you must attract back continually having to lose weight. The second thing to know is that the condition of being overweight was created through your thought to it. To put it in the most basic terms, if someone is overweight, it came from thinking fat thoughts. Whether that person was aware of it or not, a person cannot think thin thoughts and be fat. It completely defies the law of attraction. By the way, the reason I'm reading this is because I did wake... Sorry, let me just pause my recording. All right, so the reason why I'm reading this is because, someone was intrigued by a statement. The reason why that I'm bringing this up is because I did gain some weight. I did go from like more so cut thin to weight gain off of the 2 months that I was going through my back injury. So I'm reading this as not only as a reminder for myself to keep moving forward and to appreciating my own body and the progress that I'm doing, but it's also for yourselves, to those listeners. So continuing on. Whether people have been told they have a slow thyroid, a slow metabolism, or their body size is hereditary, these are all disguises for thinking fat thoughts. If you accept any of those conditions as applicable to you and you believe it, it must become your experience and you will continue to attract being overweight. By the way, this is a reading off of The Secret, thanks to Rhonda Byrne. Continuing on, after I had my two daughters, I was overweight. And I know it came from listening to and reading the messages that it is hard to lose weight after having a baby, and even harder after the second baby. I summoned exactly that to me with those quote-unquote fat thoughts, and it became my experience. The most common thought that people hold, and I held it too, is that food was responsible for my weight gain. That is a belief that does not serve you. And in my mind now, it is complete. All right, this word I honestly don't know, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Balderdash. Maybe it's English, like UK English. Food is not responsible for putting on weight. Well, this is where I disagree, but this is a mindset that I'm going to continue reading. It is your thought that food is responsible for putting on weight that actually has food put on weight. Remember, thoughts are primary cause of everything, and the rest is effects from those thoughts. This part I agree on. Think perfect thoughts and the result must be perfect weight. Let go of all those limiting thoughts. Food cannot cause you to put on weight unless you think it can. The definition of the perfect weight is the weight that feels good for you. No one else's opinion counts. It is the weight that feels good for you. You most likely know of someone who is thin and eats like a horse. And they proudly declare, I can eat whatever I want and I am always the perfect weight. And so the genie of the universe says, your wish is my command. To attract your perfect weight and body using the creative process, follow these steps. Step 1, ask. Get clear of the weight you want to be. Have a picture in your mind of what you will look like when you have become that perfect weight. Get pictures of yourself at your perfect weight. If you have them, and look at them often. If not, get pictures of the body you would like to have and look at those often. I definitely know an individual who has practiced this and who used this, and I hope that he continues to use it more. Step two, believe. You must believe you will receive and that the perfect weight is yours already. You must imagine, pretend, act as if, make believe that the perfect weight is yours. You must see yourself as receiving that perfect weight. Write out your perfect weight. Oh, I like this one. Yes. Oh, this is for those heavy scale users. All right. This one I would totally feel would be not only funny, but very, very brilliant. Write out your perfect weight and place it over the readout of your scale. Or don't weigh yourself at all. Do not contradict what you have asked for with your thoughts, words, and actions. Don't buy clothes at your current weight. Have faith and focus on the clothes you are going to buy. Attracting the perfect weight is the same as placing an order with the catalog of the universe. Oh, forgot to put that on vibrate. Continuing on, you look through the catalog, choose the perfect weight, place your order, and then it is delivered to you. Make it your intention to look for, admire, and inwardly praise people with your idea of perfect weight bodies. Seek them out, and as you admire them and feel the feelings of that, you are summoning it to you. If you see people who are overweight, do not observe them, but immediately switch your mind to the picture of you in your perfect body and feel it. As a reminder, this is how to use the secret, and this is a passage that I'm reading off of it, off of this amazing book. Continuing on, step three, receive. You must feel good. You must feel good about you. This is important because you cannot attract your perfect weight if you feel bad about your body now. If you feel bad about your body, that is a powerful feeling, and you will continue to attract feeling bad about your body. You will never change your body if you are critical of it and find fault with it. And in fact, you will attract more weight to you. Praise and bless every square inch of your body. Think about all the perfect things about you. As you think perfect thoughts, as you feel good about you, you are on the frequency of your perfect weight, and you are summoning perfection. Wallace Wattles shares a wonderful tip about eating in one of his books. He recommends that when you eat, make sure you are entirely focused on the experience of chewing the food. And this is a reminder of when I eat my food, closing my eyes, because closing your eyes is an example of amplifying your taste sense. Continuing on, keep your mind present and experience the sensation of eating food, and do not allow your mind to drift to other things. Be present in your body and enjoy all the sensations of chewing the food in your mouth and swallowing it. Try it the next time you are eating. When you are completely present as you eat, the flavor of the food is so intense and magnificent. When you let your mind drift, the flavor virtually disappears. I am convinced that if we can eat our food in the present, entirely focused on the pleasurable experience of eating, the food is assimilated into our bodies perfectly, and the result in our bodies must be perfection. The end of the story about my own weight, this is off of the individual from this story. The end of the story about my own weight, that I now maintain my perfect weight of 116 pounds and I can eat whatever I want. So focus on your perfect weight. Anywho, that is an example of a mindset that would be more helpful, more suitable in your transition to your journey of a new body. Imagine it, see it, and you will have it. Don't criticize it, don't judge it, don't talk negatively about it. Anywho, this was Chris Bitterelli, your certified coach, and Godspeed.